We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Every county in New York State now has a case of coronavirus. Now 92,000 cases statewide. New York City with nearly 52,000. There are over 11,000 in Westchester, 10,000 in Nassau, 8,700 in Suffolk, and 3,700 in Rockland County. The death toll across New York State has gone to 2,373. And rural communities are also getting hit. Governor Cuomo says every county now has a coronavirus case. The governor says 21,000 healthcare workers from out of state have heard New York's call for help.
I thank them. I thank their patriotism. I thank their dedication and passion to their mission of public health. These are beautiful, generous people. And New Yorkers will return the favor.
The governor calls it a cruel irony that the U.S. has to rely on China for medical supplies. Cuomo is urging New York companies who have the ability to make PPEs to start doing so now. The state is extending the health exchange enrollment period through May 15th. All elective surgeries are canceled in New York to try and free up ventilators, and the governor estimating there is about a six-day supply based on the current use of ventilators in the state. A record 6.6 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. That is a record that doubles last week's total of 3.3 million claims. CBS News financial analyst Jill Schlesinger on CBS This Morning put the two-week total in perspective.
These are numbers that we saw over the course of the entire Great Recession. And we don't know how many of these people are going to get back to work and how quickly. But I think the problem is this is like a flood and the waters are still rising. And it is going to seem like these numbers are horrible for weeks on end. But soon we hope that the flood waters will recede. We just don't know when.
So what's the long-term picture?
I think that as we look at economic growth, it's obviously come to a standstill, and that started as early as the beginning of March. We are obviously in a recession already. We usually only claim a recession in retrospect, but it's clear from these numbers that we are there. We are seeing economic output estimates, meaning what's going to happen in the economy. They're all over the place. We just got one out from the Bank of America of a more than 15% drop that we could see in the next quarter. We've seen estimates up to 30%. But what we really are looking at here is the unknown. And I think that is why economists are all over the place with these projections. We are not talking about something we've ever seen before. We're talking about something that is essentially a health pandemic that is now morphed into an economic pandemic.
Jill Schlesinger, the Labor Department's jobs report for the month of March will be released 8:30 tomorrow morning. In New York, the unemployment claim surged to 366,000, but Crane's Greg Davis says the numbers are really a fraction of the jobs lost because of problems with New York State's labor website.
Governor Cuomo apologized this week in his press conference for the poor performance of the New York Unemployment Insurance website. I think maybe he needs to apologize again. Pennsylvania reported more than 400,000 unemployment claims this week. They've got 800,000 for 2 weeks, twice what we have. Clearly, we're a bigger state. Clearly, we're even more impacted than Pennsylvania.
The 10 million jobs lost in just 2 weeks are the kinds of numbers that we saw over the entire course of the 2008 recession. Late word in the last few minutes, the Democrats have decided to push off their convention to the month of August because of the coronavirus. It will still be held in Milwaukee, but the DNC has now been put off until August, according to reports out this morning. The World Health Organization says more than 95% of people who have died of coronavirus in Europe have been over the age of 60. In Spain, the death toll now has topped 10,000 after a record 950 people died overnight. The one positive news out of Spain in this is that the daily growth of cases has been slowing down over the past few days and is now down to just 8%. In Italy, a new study finds the number of deaths linked to the virus in the province of Bergamo is now 4,500, double the official tally. Officials have warned that the numbers released failed to take into account the many people dying at home or in rest homes that have never been tested for the virus. It's 12:35, and they were among the first coronavirus patients in the country, and now they want to be part of the cure for others. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has the story from New Rochelle.
Having recovered from COVID-19, congregants at Young Israel in New Rochelle, some of the first patients, are now volunteering to help find a treatment.
Amazing. It was like a breath of fresh air. It was a gift from on high.
Dr. Lizan Porofsky with Montefiore Medical Center says these volunteers have antibodies in their blood plasma that might benefit future patients.
Based on prior epidemics as recently as SARS in 2003 and the H1N1 epidemic in 2009, as well as a mountain of historical data, we believe that the antibodies will have a beneficial effect.
Montefiore and the Children's Health Fund brought a mobile testing unit to the synagogue. As blood is stockpiled, samples will be put through a clinical trial in the months to come. In New Rochelle, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Got a bit of a breeze out there taking the edge off of a sunny day. Let's get the forecast right now from Bob Larson.
Intervals of clouds and sunshine this afternoon, chilly and windy, high 54 to 58, wind chills mostly in the 40s, cloudy, windy and chilly tonight, a bit of rain or drizzle at times, mainly late tonight, low 44, windy and chilly weather tomorrow, cloudy with occasional rain, high 52, wind chills again, no higher than the 40s. Saturday, turning more pleasant, as clouds give way to some sunshine and a high up to 56.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.